Parshas Tetzave, Rishon, Perek Chazayin, Pasuk Chaf. Ya'atah Tetzave es b'nei Yisrael, and you should command the Jewish people, v'ikru elecha, and they should take for you, shemen zayizach, pure olive oil, kasislam, or crushed for illumination, la'alos ne'etzamid, to light a lamp continually. Rashi says, ya'atah Tetzave zach, b'li shemar without sarim, it's kamosha shanina b'menachos, we leaves it to ripen at the top of the olive tree. That's the oil that should be used. Kasis has some crushed the olives. Kosesh b'machtesh, so crush it with a mortar. But he wouldn't use a mill. So there shouldn't be any sediments. After he takes out the first drop of oil, then he takes olives and grinds them in the mill. And the second oil is unfit for the use of the menorah. The kosher the menachos, but it's fit for the menachos. Shemar kasislam or for lo kasislam menachos. It's crushed for illumination, but it cannot doesn't have to be crushed for the meal offerings. It could be used even if it's used with the mill. Well, listener to mid, Madlik, he would kindle the fire of the menorah. Until the fire goes by itself. Tamid kolayla v'layla kar tamid. The word tamid means every single night. Kemosh ata omer olas tamid. Like it says, the word tamid by the ola. V'eino elam yom yom. It's not constantly, just every single day. T'chem b'minchas chavitim nemer tamid. By the minchas chavitim, it says the word tamid. V'eino elam minchas tisa b'bogam echnit tisa b'erev. So the minchas chavitim, which is called tamid too, it's only offered half in the day and half in the morning. But the tamid, which is by lachem apanim, is not every single day, but every once a week to the next week. Pasuk chaf aleph. Ba'ol moed and the ol moed mechutz haparochas atev the parochas asher al edus, which is near the edus testimony. Yarochos Aaron uvana mi'arad haboker. Aaron and his kids should organize and arrange from day and ever from evening until morning. Lufnei Hashem before Hashem chukas shalom darasam. It should be a before Hashem, an eternal decree for all generations for the Jewish people. Rashi says, "Me'er v'boker, ten lo midasa shtei the legas me'er v'boker." I should have a measurement of oil that it should burn from evening to morning. Mishira chacham chatzilug lala leil teves haruka. And Chazal said, "This is half a lug for the length of the longest night in the month of teves." And also the same amount is used for all the nights. And if there's nothing left over, it's fine, it's not terrible. Pasuk Chavches. And you should bring near Aaron and your brother and his kids from the Jewish people to serve me. Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, Bisamar, the sons of Aaron. Rashi says, only after the work of the Mishkan is completed. I mean, Moshe received this information before the Mishkan was built, but it doesn't mean you should do it right away. Wait until after the Mishkan is completed. Pasuk Beis. As you make holy garments for Aaron and his brothers, or your brother, to honor and to give splendor. Pasuk Gimel. You should speak to all those wise in the heart who have been filled with a spirit of wisdom. And they should make the garments for Aaron to sanctify him to serve upon me, unto me. Actually, says to sanctify him, meaning to bring him to the status of kahuna through the begadim, so that he should be a kohen to me. So the word kahuna means a service. Like it says in Old French, servantry, which means servant. Pasuk Dal. Ve'el ha'begadim asher yasu. These are the begadim that the clothing that they should make. Choshem ephod mi'il k'sonos hashpeitz mitznefes v'avneit. The choshem the ephod of mi'il k'sonos of checkered texture, a mitznefes and an avneit. We'll speak these are later. Asubig de kodesh, and they should make garments of holy, la'aron achicha to Aaron your brother. Ulvanov l'chanli and to his sons so they could be a kohen unto me. Rashi says choshen tachshit kenegalei. It's an ornament opposite the heart. Ephod lo shemati lo matosi b'vayis a perish tachniso. Tavniso. Rashi says he can't find it. He doesn't know what it would be. There's no source in the Braisa that has an explanation for it. But Libi Omer Libi Rashi says, my heart tells me, Shehu Chagor Lo Me'acharov, it's a belt, it is belted around by his back, meaning it lies on him from behind him. For Rachlo Karocha of Gad Ish, and its width is like the width of a man's back. Kimin Sanar Shakarin Porcent. It's like a belt which is called a Porcent, which is a belt in Old French. Shechogrim Hasaros Kishrochos Al Sosin, which the noblemen gird themselves when they ride the horses, Kach Maese Shlamata. And this is the work that is of its lower part of the ephod. Shamar v'David chagur ephod bad, David wore a linen ephod. V'lemana she'ephod chagurahi. It teaches you that the ephod was a belt. V'i'esh ha'lomar she'im ein bo ela chagurah bulvad. But it doesn't mean that there's only a belt. Shari nemar, v'itin alav es ephod, because it says he put on the ephod. V'achakach v'achkor so v'chish of ephod. Because it says first he put on the ephod, then he tied himself with the belt of the ephod, the chish of the ephod. And Unkla says the word cheshev means a belt of the ephod. It teaches you that the cheshev is the belt, and the ephod is the ornamental vestment separate from the belt. Now, and it doesn't mean that the ephod is the two straps around the shoulders. It says the two straps of the ephod. From the fact that the Torah describes the straps as the straps of the ephod, it tells you that the ephod is one thing, and the straps are another thing. And the belt is also something else. So what is it? What is it? The Kachani Omer says, therefore, she says, I think it means, it's because the apron at the bottom is called an ephod. Because it beautifies him and adorns the Kohen Gadol with it. As it says in Vayikra, it says, and he beautified him with it. And the cheshev, which is the belt above the apron, and these shoulder straps are fixed to that area on the apron by the belt. Rashi says, it also appears to me, Omerly, my heart says, Shish Raya Shehu Min Lavash. The word ephod is a type of garment. Shintagim Yonason, the David chugger ephod bad, because Tagim Yonason interprets the words when David wears an ephod bad, it means kardut devot, a linen kardut. The Tagim kamokin mi ilim kardutim, and Tagim also translates the word robes as kardutim, the Maestas Tamar Achos Avishalom, when he talks about the story of Tamar Avishalom. Kichin, as it says, Kichin tel Lashana, Benosam Elch of the Sulos mi ilim, that the besulos of the king wore robes, so it must be the ephod is some type of garment, like a robe. Umeil, hukum in chalk. It's like a robe, also a different type of robe. The chenak kisonos, also the kisonos. Al kisonos ksamach lebesar, but the kisonos was on touching the flesh of the person wearing it. Umeil kori chalk ha'elon, and in the middle was the outer garment. Tashbeitz, osin mishpitzos lenoi. It was had settings for decoration, ha'mishpitzos kehem kimin gumos asriyos p'tachshin hazav. The settings are like indentations, which are made in golden ornaments. The most of Piyasavon told them Margolis, which would be then have precious stones and pearls on them. It says by the sons of the Ephod, they're surrounded by golden settings. The lives corn also chantons, which means chanton. It means in English, head of a ring with the stone set. So the same thing here. Mitznefes, kimin kipas kol. That's like a dome-like hat. Shekorin koife, which means cap in modern English. Or the word koif, which means a tight-fitting cap, or kafia in Arabic. And that's what mitznefes is. Shari b'makom acher korin leha migbos, because in another place in the Torah we call them migbos. Mitargabin and kovim, and Mitargabin calls them hats. V'avneit, u'chagir al haksomes. That's the belt over the ksonos, va'ifah chagur al meil. And the ephod is the belt over the meil. Kamush mitzino beseda luvishasan, va'itina lov esa ksonos, va'achgor so va'avneid. They put on the ksonos first, then they put on the avneid, the belt. Va'abesho so esa meil, va'itina lov esa ephod. Then you put on the meil, then you put on the ephod. Big day kodesh, mitruma ha'mekudesha sashmi, v'yasu oso. They're big day kodesh because they're coming from the offerings that were consecrated for my sake, And that's where you should make them from. That's what makes them holy. Pasuk Hey. The Hey Michlos is all that's the Chilos HaKabon. These people should take the gold, the blue, the purple, the Slash Hashani, the red, the Sashesh, and the linen. Rashi says the Heim, Osim Chach Meli of Shiasu of Begadim, these wise of Hartu who make the Begadim, he Kabul Me Hamisnab Methods of Tchilas Losos Memes Begadim. They should receive the gold and the color, the blue colors, the different colors, to make from them the garments. Pasuk Lulav. Vasu Es HaEfod, and you should make the Efod, Zahav Tchilas HaKabon, gold, blue, purple, Tzalashni red, Rishish Nazar, and twisted linen, Masdei Choshev, a work of an artist. Rashi says, Vasuus HaEfod, In Basi the Farash Maisa Efod HaChosha and Asir HaMikros, if I were to explain the creation of the Efod and the Choshev according to Pesukim, very Prushim Prakim, it would be an explanation that we split up into fragments. Vishanga Hatam Akor B'tzirufim, and the person reading it will make a mistake by combining them. Kachni Kosim Asim Kimoshu, therefore I'm going to write it in one unit, so that the reader, us, will be able to run through it very quickly because he knows to understand it after this introduction. Then I'll explain the pesukim according to each order. So Rashi now gives us the introduction. The ephod was made of like an apron, like women riding horses. He would gird it from behind him, opposite his heart, below his elbows. And so width was the width of a man's back more. And reached his heels. And the chesh of its belt was connected to the top of the ephod. Along its width, by a weaver's work, meaning it was woven together with the apron and wasn't separately made then sewed upon. And extended beyond the ephod to each side. So it could be used to wrap and gird the kohen like a belt. And the straps were connected to this cheshev, the belt. Small one to the right, one to the left. Set apart from each other by the size of the kohen gadol's shoulders. At the kohen's back, the snake tzos rachbo shel sinar. At the two ends of the width of the apron, ukshe zokfan, and when he would stand them straight, omdos lo al shtek sefo. He would stand on his two shoulders, the hinkumin shtek mitzus, and there were maybe two bands. Asuyin mimin ephod, made of the material of the ephod, arukos kadesh shir lazakvan, sufficiently long to stand straight next to the neck of each side. Lazakvan ito savar mikan lakan, vidikbalos the fun of lamata miksif of mat, and they were bent over the front of him a bit below his shoulders. So they would curve in over his shoulders. The Avnei Shom kuvos ben, and that's what the Avnei Shom would place on. Echas l'ksefa yamin, l'achas l'ksefa small. One on the right shoulder strap, and one on the left shoulder strap. The Avnei Shom tzos nesuos broshehem l'fnei kisefav. And the settings were put at the ends of the shoulder straps in front of the shoulders. U'shtei avosos hazav, t'chuvos b'shtei tabos b'choshe b'choshe. Then you had two golden cables were inserted into the two rings that are on the choshen, b'shtei ketzos rachlo ha'alyon, achas limin achas esmol, and on the two upper ends of the width of the choshen, one on each side, one on the right, one on the left, b'shtei rishay hasharshayos, hasharshayos tukos b'mishrosos limin, and the two ends of the right chain were inserted into the setting on the right, b'shtein shnei rishay hasharshayos, hasmolos tukos b'mishbetes, shibikas v'esmol, and similarly, the two ends of the left chain were inserted on the left side of the left shoulder strap of the ephod. So we see the choshen hangs from the settings of the ephod of the kohen gadol's heart in front of him. And there are also not only two rings on the top of the choshen, there are also two rings on the bottom of the choshen. And they correspond together, two rings on the shoulder, on the two shoulder straps of the ephod. Down below, at its lower end, where it was actually attached to the cheshev, the belt part, tabos ha-choshen amul tabos ha-ephod. The rings of the choshen were corresponding to the rings of the ephod. Shochu zelzeh, they were lying on one, lying on the other. I mean, the lower rings of the choshen were on its underside, not on the lower end, meaning the underside of the choshen. And then when they were tied to the rings of the bottom of the shoulder straps will lay over them. Okay. Rashi continues, and he says, "Umarkasin up the psil tcheles, and you would fasten them to each other with a string of turquoise of tcheles, tachav v'tabasei from v'achoshen, which is inserted into both the rings of the ephod and the choshen, shetei tachlis achoshen davak l'cheshav ephod, so that the lower end of the choshen should be attached to the cheshav of the ephod, v'lo yinav v'niv the holich v'chozos, so the choshen should not be dangling and separating, moving back and forth." Rashi says, there are five parts, very different materials. They were twisted together to make each thread. And they would actually beat the gold to make the thin plates. The coats of psilim may have, and they would cut strands into them, and they would make them into string. A string of gold was with six of turquoise, of tchiles, the chutz of and shisha chutim shal argaman, and one string of gold for six purple, v'chim t'lashanei, v'chim b'sheish, shakol v'inim chutim kal v'sheish, because all the threads were six fold. They're made of six fine threads. The chutz of impu echa v'echa, and there was one gold thread for each one. The achakaf shows us kul kecha, and then they were after all these six were made, all these different units of strings were made, six full threads, they would twist them all these four together. So it comes out there were actually a 28 fold thread, because it was four times six plus four of the gold. It says in the passage that they beat the plates of gold and cut threads. Lafsos as psilazov to put the golden strands, misocha tchilas and misocha gomar v'gomer. To put them in the gold and silver, the turquoise wool into the purple wool. L'manu shechut shozav shazrim kol min v'min. It teaches you from this pasuk that we find later on that there was a golden string in each of these unique individual strings, which are then added together to make a 28 strand string. Maske choshev kfar parashti. Rashi already explained what this is. Shu'ariga shtei kiros. It's weaving on two surfaces. She'ain suras shnei avrei adom min zelazeh. But each side doesn't look the same. Pasuk zayin. Shtei kisilos chol rosi alo. You should have two shoulder straps attached to its two ends. Shtei kisilos chol bar. And it should be connected from there. Rashi says, shtei kisilos chol gomer. Hasino the mamata, the apron is below. V'cheshav yifor v'lachagura. And the cheshav of the apron is belt. It's smudu lo milmala. And it's connected to the apron on its top. Dugmas senior in Hashem, like the woman's aprons, megabo shakoin, and at the back of the coin, there are two pieces attached to the cheshev, like two wide bands. Achav connect one per each shoulder. Zokun ashtek seifokan, which stand them straight over the two shoulders. Ash nikvalus, the front of kineged achav, until they were bent over his opposite his chest. By the chiburon l'tabos achoshen, through them being attached to the rings of the choshen, achazim l'malafan, they were held before him. Kenega libosh in a falls, they don't fall. Kamashi appears bein, like I explained. By yizakuvos v'hochos kenega k'sefov, and they would stand straight and go over his shoulders. Ushtei avnei hashoam kivos them, and the two shoam stones were set into them. Achas v'kol achas, one stone in each shoulder strap. I'll shake it to Sav at the two ends. A rachlo shal ephod. To the ends of the width of the ephod. Shalohe rachlo ala kenege gavo shikon, because its width was measuring the coin back. The gavo, I kenege hatzilim, and its height would go into his elbows. Shikorin cowards, bilaz, which means elbows in French. Shemar lo yech kubazet yaze. They should not gird themselves in sweat. In chogrin b'makom zet. They didn't gird themselves in the sweaty places. Lo lamalame atzlam, lo matami masdam. Not above their elbows, not below their hips. But at the level of the elbows, they didn't actually go near the underarm area. The chubar, ha'efod im osen shtei k'sefos ha'efod. The ephod should be connected to the two shoulder straps of the ephod. V'yach barosa b'macha l'mata b'cheshev. And you should connect the shoulder straps at their bottom to the cheshev with a needle. V'lo yargim kemo, but you shouldn't weave them together. Orgum levad, right? You should weave them separately. And then connect them later. And the cheshev of the belt of the ephod, sherlov maxim imenu, yeah, that which is on should be like it, which is mazar. It should be made of the gold, the blue, the purple, the red, and the spun linen. Rashi says the cheshev for the so, meaning the chagor shal yado ha'im afto m'sakim like coin, the belt which he beautifies and enhances the appearance of the coin, was cashed on and adorns him, a sherlov, which is on him, l'mal v'sas asinar, hi chagura, the cap on the edge of the apron is the belt, k'maseu, meaning karika asinar, like weaving the apron, masi choshev omechamishas minim, like a work of an artist of the five materials, koch ariga sachishav, that's how you have to make the cheshev, the belt, masi choshev omechamishas minim, like an artist with the five varieties. Rashi just points out the word afudaso means to beautify, not the noun ephod. Rashi continues, "Mimenu yeah, imo yeah arug. It should be worn with the ephod. V'le agino levad v'yachben. It shouldn't be worn separately and then attached." Pasuk tells us, "Kachta shnei habanei shoham. Take the two habanei shoham, the stones of shoham, pritachta alem shmos bnei Yisrael and etch them the names of the Jews." Pasuk yud shisha mishim osam al heaven achas six of the names on one stone. V'shmos shisha hanisarim and the remaining six. Names Al Evan Ashinis Kitolasam. It should be in the second stone according to their birth. Rashi says according to their birth, I mean consider shouldn't know like they were born, which is Reuben Shimon Levi Yehuda, Dan Aftali Achas. One stone has Reuben Shimon Levi Yehuda Dan Aftali, Vashini God Asher, and the second one has God Asher Yisachar Zevulun Yosef and Binyamin. Male, the word Binyamin is Male, Shekinu Kasa B'makom Toldaso. It was written Male when at the place of his birth. Which means there's 25 letters on each stone. Pasgid Alf, Masech Rash Evan, the work of a lapidary, the person who etches stones, Pituchecho Sam, like engraving of the signet. Tipfatach, Eshte Havanim, you shall engrave the two stones, Al Shemos Ben Yisrael, with the names of the Jewish people, the names of the sons of Israel, Musabos, Nishbisos, Al Tazar, some stranded by golden settings, you should make it. Rash says, Masech Rash Evan. Masay Amman Shal Avan, the work of the artisans of stone. Charash Zadavak Hulativas Shal Achar. The word Charash is connected to the word Avan. The figure who Nakur Patach Husova is Charash. Mitach Patach by the Reish, Rechin Charash Itzin, Natakav. The woodworker drew out his measuring line, which means Charash Shal Itzin, an artisan of wood. Rechin Charash Barzel, Natzer, Kalea Dvugos Pesuchos, Upatuchon. All these are connected in the heaven of Hat. Budiche Chosam, engraving of a signet, Kitagum, like Urkla says, Ksav mil farish kilaglof udil izga, a script that is clear like an engraven on the signet ring. Charutzos osios pesochon, letters are engraved into the stones. Kosha chortzin chos metavos, like they engrave the signets of rings. Sheim lachtom igros, which are made to seal letters. Ksav nikar mafresh, a legible and clear script. Al shemos kamo bishmos, with the names. Musabos mishpatos. Mikafos halim mishpatos al. The stones are encircled in golden settings. Sha'usa Moshe the Evan Bazav. You should make the base for a stone in gold. Kmin Guma like inundation, the midas ha'evan to fit the dimensions of the stone. Mishka Mishbetzes, and should be embedded with a setting. The Nimsu Hamishbetzes, Solveves as Evan Solid, the setting is surrounding the stone. Machaber Hamishbetzos, Bixis Ve'ofan, you should attach the settings to the shoulder straps of the ephod. Pasuk Be'ev, Samte Shte'avanim, Alash De'ak, Sivos Ephod, you should put these two stones on the shoulders of the ephod, obviously curling the soil, stones of remembrance for the Jewish people. And Aaron should carry the names before Hashem on the two of his shoulders as a remembrance. Rashi says, Zikaron, she roa kashbarachu as the shvatim ksuvim of Hashem should see the names of the tribes written before him. The Yiskort said, Kasim, he should remember their righteousness.